This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi began his roadshow in support of NDA candidates in Puducherry. Mr. Modi is covering a 1.2-kilometre stretch along Annasalai from Ajanta Signal Junction to Raja Theatre Signal in an open vehicle, greeting the public, party workers and supporters. Chief Minister N. Rangasamy and BJP State President K.P. Ramalingam are accompanying the Prime Minister in the campaign vehicle. Following the roadshow, the Prime Minister will depart for Chennai. India's LPG supply remains stable and adequate despite the ongoing geopolitical developments in West Asia impacting the global energy markets. In a statement, Indian Oil has said that it has maintained uninterrupted LPG supply to households and is currently delivering around 28 lakh LPG cylinders daily, which is consistent with normal delivery levels prior to the onset of current geopolitical tensions. The company has encouraged customers to use digital modes such as SMS and IVRS for booking LPG refills. Indian Oil said at present, nearly 87% of bookings are received through digital platforms. The reports of malpractices by certain LPG distributors have been noted through social media and customer complaints. It's said to curb black marketing and hoarding. Multiple cross-functional teams have been deployed to conduct surprise inspections of LPG distributorships. The company said more than 7,500 inspections have been carried out and action has been taken against 141 LPG distributors. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said that the reform brought in the Jan Vishwas Amendment of Provisions Bill 2026 is a significant step towards simplifying laws, reducing compliance burden and fear of penalties. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi today on the bill, Mr. Goyal said, for the first time, 1,000 offences across 79 acts have been decriminalised through the Jan Vishwas Bill. Mr. Goyal stated that 12 states have already introduced their own version of Jan Vishwas laws and urged other states to also look into decriminalising petty offences. Industry bodies have welcomed the government's decision to grant customs duty exemption on a wide range of critical petrochemical products. Talking to media, CEO of the Federation of Automobile Dealers Associations, Saharsh Damani, said this is a preemptive step by the government providing relief for the auto sector.
I think this is a sensible preemptive step. For the auto sector, the benefit is not about price cuts and more about keeping the component and materials pipeline stable. Since many automotive parts depend on petrochemical derivatives like plastics and polymers, this exemption can help contain supply disruptions and cost pressures. For the auto retail, that means better continuity in vehicle, spare and consumable availability during an exceptionally volatile global situation.
National President of Indian Drug Manufacturers Association, Dr. Viranchi Shah, said waiving import duties on key solvents and chemicals used in API and formulation manufacturing will help curb recent price escalation. The BJP has released a list of 27 candidates for Tamil Nadu Assembly elections. Senior BJP leader and Union Minister, Dr. L. Murugan, will contest from Avinashi. Dr. Tamilai Sundararajan will fight from Mailapur and Vanathi Srinivasan will contest from Coimbatore North. The assembly election in Tamil Nadu will be held on the 23rd of this month. The West Bengal police today arrested two persons, including the mastermind of the gherao of seven judicial officers in Malda district from Siliguri's Baghdogra airport. The alleged mastermind, identified as advocate Mufakkarul Islam, was arrested while he was trying to board a flight. Speaking to reporters, ADG North Bengal, K. Jayaraman, said three cases have been registered against him at Kaliachak police station. Defending champion India will take on Bangladesh in the final of the South Asian Football Federation SAF Under-20 Championship in the Maldives today. The match will begin at 8:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. India reached the final with a dominant 5-0 victory over Bhutan, while Bangladesh secured their place by defeating Nepal 1-0 in the semi-finals. And that is the end of this news bulletin.